Hi, besties. Happy freaking Thursday. Happy Halloween to all who celebrate, to my spooky ghouls and girls. Welcome the fuck back to the It's Nap Time podcast. I just have to, the girlies that get it, but if you are a Valley girl, if you listen to the What We Said podcast, I was actually gasping for air listening to their Halloween episode with Ty French, and I was actually, it was the funniest thing I have seen in a very long time, and just the fact that it was on video made it 20 times better, because I typically listen to podcasts, like, when I'm doing work around the apartment, like cleaning or doing laundry, or when I'm taking a shower, so I don't always watch the video versions of podcasts, but I knew I had to tune in to the YouTube version of the What We Said podcast for the Halloween episode, because yeah, it just made everything 100 times better. So if you guys are Valley girls and you have not watched it, 100% recommend go watch it. And then I need to watch it on the Tyrants podcast for his version of the episode, because I just, you know, I need more, okay? I need more is what I'm trying to say. I hope you guys have some fun Halloween plans, whether if it's going out to a Halloween party, staying in, making cookies, and watching Halloween Town, whatever it is. I hope you guys are going to have a very fun rounding out of the fall spooky season, and make sure you're staying safe, ladies and gentlemen. I was just thinking about it because I like to go on walks around my town, and I wouldn't say it's unsafe, but there's a lot of like roads and a lot of just like traffic and stuff, and you know, obviously no matter where you live, there's always going to be some sketchy characters. And I was thinking about it, I really should be carrying pepper spray. So all of my girlies, we all need to be carrying pepper spray. I remember my best friend Nicole got me pepper spray my freshman year going into college. I don't know what happened to it. Thank God I never had to use it, but yeah, I'm gonna need me some of that. I remember I took a self-defense class with my mom after I graduated high school. And I got this little like baton stick that it's like, I don't know, maybe like 6 inches big, maybe a little bit smaller. And you could seriously kick some ass with that. Do I remember all the moves? No, I remember a few. But if you apply it to pressure points, a bitch is going to be laid out flat. Don't matter their height or their weight, okay? Anyways, today's episode is all about rumors. And if you were a VeggieTales watcher, I can't say I remember like every single episode out there, as I was like 2 to 4 years old when I watched VeggieTales, but VeggieTales was a staple in our house, okay? My brother and I were obsessed, and that's why today's episode is called The Rumor Weed, because something about the rumor weed truly terrified me as a child, and I guess that was the whole point, to like, you know, not spread rumors, or how quickly things can spread and like become bad, and like weeds are just so annoying, you know what I mean? But I had you guys submit some of your rumor stories, and it seems like there weren't that many responses. There was 6 responses, and one of those was my rumor story, so I wouldn't like forget. But nonetheless, here are your guys' rumors that either you started, someone started about you, or a rumor that you just like believed up until recently. So here we go with the first submission. The best rumor I heard in middle school was that I was pregnant, which was amazing because when I hadn't even had sex, because someone heard me telling the school nurse I was on birth control, lol. I'm sorry, what? That is actually crazy. And unfortunately, I feel like that, I feel like that probably has happened to a lot of people, but not in middle school. But that's always the best when you hear a rumor about yourself and you're like, oh, this is news to me. Like, what's the T? What's the 411, sis? That's actually crazy. I'm trying to think of when I went on birth control, and I did not go on birth control until, let me think, sophomore year of high school, because my periods were, like, so bad, and I was missing just, like, a lot of school. Speaking of school, hold on. Hold that thought, please. I had a dream last night that I was in my sophomore biology class. What was that teacher's? Birnbaum? Mr. Birnbaum? Oh my gosh, that's not his name. I'm just like embarrassing myself right now. No, it was. Yeah, okay. I literally just looked up the teachers at my high school. But Mr. Birnbaum, and this man, he had a very dry sense of humor, and we would like literally go back and forth with each other because I was just not the one to be messed with. As a teenager, as I always say, the one person I'm terrified of the most is teenage me, but it was probably because of the birth control, all those fucking hormones. Anyways, I had a dream I was back in his class, and I had missed 7 days of school for whatever reason. Like, I mean, you know, sounds about right. That tracks. I missed a lot of fucking school. Still got A's, though. But hey, C's get degrees, baby. I say that as if I still wasn't maintaining a 3.0 and a little bit higher all of college, which, you know, that shit was pretty hard. Anyways, I was in Mr. Birnbaum's class, biology. There's the fucking train, bitch. And he handed me some slip of me missing so many days of school. And I was like, what? Like, first of all, how is it only 7? Because I feel like I've never shown up to this class. But second of all, how did I miss 7 days? I have so many of those dreams where I show up specifically in college and I go into class and I'm like, oh, it's the first day of school. Wrong, bitch. They're handing out a final exam and I haven't gone to a single class. So I have been told those dreams don't stop by my parents and my brother, so lucky me. Submission number 2. And guys, I'm drinking an Alani right now. It is the Breeze Berry. I actually have the Alanis ranked in my phone, so let me rank this one. So starting off strong, I have Pink Slush as number 1, Cherry Slush as number 2, which is more like 1 and 1 because they're both so good, but like the Pink Slush, something about it, maybe because it's pink in the name. And then Cherry Twist as the 3rd, but Breezeberry is also really good. So I think Breezeberry might be tied for 3rd because Cherry Twist has like a little lime flavor. It's great and all, but I wouldn't reach for it every single day, if you know what I mean. So I think that Cherry Twist is being demoted to number 4 and Breezeberry is being promoted to number 3. And then Hawaiian Slush, it's actually the worst flavor I've ever had because I indulged in way too much of Malibu when I was, you know, younger and drinking. And it just transcends me back to that. But actually, the worst Alani I ever had was one of the first ones they came out with. Is it like Cosmic Stardust, the purple one? And I thought I tried the Blueberry Breeze, whatever it's called, the Breezeberry, when I first tried the purple one, because I was like an OG Alani trier. This was like 2020, 2021, maybe. And the Cosmic Stardust just did not hit in the way I thought it would. But maybe I should try it again now that I'm, like, mature. Well, I wouldn't say I'm fully mature, but I've matured more. Okay, submission number 2. At my first teaching job, one of my, in quotes, best teacher friends told the other teachers and admin that I was sleeping with my coworker. We had never even hugged. I just said he was cute. That is diabolical because why is it that people don't stop talking shit and making up rumors? Even when you grow up, it's like, okay, rumors spread so fast at school, especially when you're a little kid, but not you literally being a facilitator and teaching and, you know, being there to shape the minds of the future, and you're having people talk shit and spread rumors about you. Submission number 3. Girl, me and this guy would go back and forth with rumors on each other in high school. Wait, I'm obsessed with this already. One day, he started telling people I had chlamydia. And while he was saying that, a girl had a dick pic of his where he had blisters on it. Ugh. Needless to say, she sent me the pic. I sent it to everyone and told everyone he had herpes. Okay. So, yeah. A lot to unpack here because starting a rumor that someone has, like, any STDs or anything wrong with them in the first place is, like, crazy. So, the fact that he, you know, tried to double down on this rumor game that you guys had and go and say that you had chlamydia, but then you doubled down even further, as you should, queen, and sent that photo because it's like, okay, was he trying to get out ahead of this, not even false accusation, of this truth bomb that he was, you know, not clean? That is honestly crazy. I'm disturbed. Next submission. Some shitty boys in high school made up a rumor that I had gotten an abortion. Literally was a virgin, and then my boyfriend was questioning me heavily about it since it came from his friends, despite me telling him I was a virgin. I hate that. Why is it that, like, okay, when I said the one person I was terrified of was me in high school, I was also so terrified of my ex-boyfriend's friends. Like, when I was dating them, I was honestly not even scared of them, but, like, they had so much power over, honestly, anyone. Like, I guess this could go for girlfriends, too. Like, if a guy is dating a girl and, like, her friends don't like him. But when you're in that age of high school, your friends have so much, like, sway over you. And obviously, like, some people are more stubborn than others and won't let their friends tell them, like, how they feel and take it to heart. But I feel like, especially guys, they will listen to their friends so heavily when it comes to something about their girlfriend or a girl that they like, or a girl, honestly, in general, whether if it comes to if she's had sex or not, or how many people she's been with, or if she's a slut, or this, that, and the third. I feel like guys are so, like, quickly? They're so quick to hold their friend's word as Bible. And it's like, I mean, yeah, you're probably going to give your friends a little bit more credibility, or, like, their word is going to hold more. But it shouldn't hold truth over your girlfriend. And, like, having an abortion is, like, a crazy accusation, especially in high school. Okay, last submission, and then we have my story. Someone made a rumor I tried to kill her in high school. Oh, okay. The bitch was named Brooke. I've never met a Brooke I liked. With the shrugging emoji. Oh my gosh. Okay, when I first read this little preview, all I read was, I've never met a Brooke, and that actually, like, sent me over the edge, because I'm like, oh, okay. So people are just making up shit, which I guess, like, rumors, like, making up shit, but, like, sometimes rumors get started because there is a little bit of truth in there. But not her saying that you tried to kill her in high school. But I guess I have a follow-up question. Like, did you guys ever get in a fight? And the last submission, which was actually from yours truly. Okay, guys, so I'm sure I could think of many rumors, but this was one that really, for some reason, traumatized me. So here we go. So in the fourth grade at my elementary school, okay, I don't know if everyone did the turkey trot, but it was basically a race before Thanksgiving break at school, and it was like a certain route, and each winner of the grade would get a turkey, right? So in the fourth grade, I was getting ready to go to school, and my dad and my brother jokingly were like, don't come home unless you win the turkey. I don't know why they said it to fourth grade me and not eighth grade version of my brother, but okay. And, you know, of course, the year that I won, they switched to gift cards instead of a turkey, because apparently, like, the year prior, a kindergartner that won for their little grade walked home with a huge ass turkey. So they switched to a gift card. But now that I'm thinking about it, that could have been even more of a fabricated rumor and lie. But I mean, hey, I guess the gift card works anyways, because who's to say that we want the turkey that the school is providing? We could have just used a gift card or anything else. And now that I'm thinking about it, did I ever even get that gift card? I'm assuming I did, because my mom was a teacher. Anyways, so I won, and there was this girl, Morgan, who I won. Yeah, I'm out here name dropping. I don't remember her last name. But I wanted to so desperately be friends with her. But I could always tell, like, she had something against me. So I had, like, a core group of best friends, and I actually have so much trauma when it comes to that friend group, but there were two girls in particular that were also really good friends with Morgan. One of them was, like, best friends with her. They went way back. The other one was just, like, rapidly becoming closer with her, and I was best friends with both these girls. I wanted to be really close with Morgan, and she had just transferred to our school, and, you know, I thought she was so cool, right? We did a lot of the same things. And, you know, I could just always tell she had something against me. So at the end of the race, apparently, allegedly, I do recall her being there in, like, the final stretch of it. But I remember passing her, zooming by her, if you will. And she told everyone that I forget if it was that I tripped her or that I pushed her or pushed her into the fence or something. Yeah, okay, bitch, I ain't even worried about you. I got my eyes on the turkey because my dad and my brother said, don't come home without that turkey. But she told everyone, especially in my friend group, that I pushed her so that I could win. And, that's just not true. Blasphemy, hearsay, slander of the third degree. But, yeah, that was something that really stuck with me. And literally, I would ask all my friends all the time, be like, does Morgan like me? Does Morgan like me? Like, it was so sad looking back on it because I just thought she was the coolest girl ever, but like, clearly not. And homegirl had so many insecurities that she was just projecting onto little old me. Little old me that in third grade, I took the bit so far of mismatch day. One of my best friends and I at the time, we both were like, yeah, we're going to wear two different pairs of shoes. So, and then we were like, you know what? We're going to do this all week. She didn't show up day two with the shoes. Or maybe she did. Maybe she did it for the week. But I did it for the rest of the year. Yeah. So I wore two different shoes. I want to say it was like a DC shoe and maybe Vans. I don't know. But I wore two different pairs of shoes every single day of the rest of that school year. And was it third grade or fourth grade? It might have been fourth grade. You know, there's a lot of trauma that was in fourth grade for me. But yeah, that's my story. That's my trauma. And you're welcome for letting you in on some more of my lore. But thank you guys so much for writing in. Happy Halloween. Make sure you watch some Halloween Town or Hocus Pocus or one of my personal favorites, Hotel Transylvania. I actually just watched Monsters vs. Aliens last night and it made me want to watch that Megamind movie. I just love movies like that. I don't know. I can't help myself. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Your submissions always have me laughing and giggling and just like kicking my feet because I'm like, my girlies are writing in. So with that being said, hot bitches, respectfully listen to It's Nap Time. Keep your eyes peeled for holiday merch coming to you. And yeah, I am always posting on my stories to get your guys' opinions on things and just to connect with you guys even more. So I love you. I hope you enjoyed your nap time and I will talk to you later, besties. Bye.